Oh, the beautiful providence of God. Yesterday morning, I was in a store in Charlotte looking around, and I saw my best friend from preschool's little sister, who lives in Ohio, who happened to be visiting Charlotte yesterday. And if that wasn't enough, she said, "My mom's here too, and I haven't seen her mom since I flew to Mississippi almost 10 years ago for the wedding of my best friend from preschool." And she said to me, I talked with the mom, and she said, "You know, I used to work in Monroe years and years ago, and I would pass on Franklin Street, I would pass that little church, Our Lady of Lourdes, and I would pray that God would send good and holy priests and preachers to Our Lady of Lourdes," and I bit into my jaws to not cry and then could only joke, "Well, maybe someday he will." Oh, the beautiful providence of God. "Father, can you pray for me? Please keep me in your prayers." "I will pray for you." Please know that we are praying for you. We say these things so often, don't we? Today we meet Jesus praying in a certain place. And when he had finished his time of prayer, the disciples asked the Lord Jesus to teach them how to pray. Now, this was a common practice for a master or a teacher to teach his disciples a common prayer. The common prayer was a sign of relationship with the master. The disciples often learned a prayer and learned how to pray from the master. And this is the first thing that we learn about prayer today, that we can learn to pray, and that, in fact, we need to be taught how to pray. Prayer is something that we learn how to do. We learn from the Lord Jesus, and we learn from his church. We learn from the scriptures, and we learn from the saints. We learn from our priests, and we learn from our faith formation teachers, and often, so very often, we learn to pray from our mothers on earth who prayed with us to our Father in heaven. We learn to walk. We learn to speak. We learn to read. And we learn to pray. That's the first thing that we learn about prayer. We learn how to pray. The second thing that we learn today about prayer is that prayer expresses a relationship. The Lord Jesus invites us to call God our Father. No one had ever suggested that we could address the Lord of heaven and earth with a title of such intimacy as Father. No one had ever dared to address God as Father until the Lord Jesus did so. And Jesus addressed God as Father because he is the Son. And the Son of God invites us to call his Father our Father. Our prayer expresses our relationship with God the Father through our relationship with God the Son. We learn to pray. Our prayer expresses our relationship. Our prayer is humble and persistent. That's the third thing that we learn about prayer today. Our prayer is humble and persistent. We see Abraham with humility and persistence interceding with the Lord for the people of Sodom. Jesus tells us about the friend who persistently asked for food for his guest. Prayer requires humility. Why does prayer require humility? Think why prayer might require humility. Because when we pray, we admit our own need. When we pray, we admit that we are not God. And admitting our need, the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray with confidence and expectation. However, the Lord is not teaching us that our prayer will be answered in the precise way that we want our prayer to be answered. The Lord Jesus teaches us that God the Father will only give us those things which are for our good and in accord with his will. The Father will not give us something that will harm us. The Father will not give us something that will lead us away from him. We pray with confidence and expectation because we address our prayers to the Father who loves us. We pray with confidence and expectation because we pray to the Father with the voice of the beloved Son. Each of our prayers is included in the voice of Jesus. Think about that when you pray. That your voice goes to the Father through the voice of Jesus Christ. It is the Son's prayer to the Father. In our baptism, we were buried with Christ, raised to life, and united to Him, so that our prayers to the Father are offered with His prayer to the Father. We make our prayer to the Father through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, as you will hear at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, through Him, and with Him, and in Him. And as we celebrate the Eucharist, and each time we celebrate the Eucharist, we join in the prayer of Christ, our High Priest. We allow the Lord Jesus and the sacred liturgy of His Church to teach us how to pray. Our humble prayers at this Mass and every Mass express our relationship with the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. And here, today, we offer this sacrifice of praise with confidence and expectation to God the Father who loves us. Amen.